Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, November 26th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. We're going to start with your local news now. We have some warrants in Hardy County. Jason Dion Williams has a local warrant for failure to appear for disorderly intoxication and public consumption of an alcoholic beverage. And Juan Aviles Cruz has a local warrant for violation of probation for two cases of driving while license suspended or revoked and possession of a fraudulent ID card. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Or to remain anonymous, you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a cash reward. Anonymous tips can also be called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Your local events starting at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 3rd. Join the City of Wauchula for a tree lighting festival at Cruz Park. There will be free food, games, toys, and live music, including a performance from the New Hope Baptist Church Handbell Choir. Parking will be in the field next to the Wauchula Water Tower. Cars must enter on South Florida Avenue and exit onto West Main Street. Trolley service will be available. And starting this Saturday, the 27th, all the way to Christmas night, don't miss the annual Downtown Sebring Carousel of Lights as historic Circle Park illuminates once again with an amazing display of festive holiday lights displayed each night from 6 to 9 p.m., along with Santa Claus every night, kids games, and mini golf. It is free to attend, and there is a small fee for participation in the activities. Your jobs here in the area, McKeith and Growers is still looking for a wholesale nursery delivery driver, a high school diploma or GED, valid driver's license, and 2 years of driving experience are required. Walker Exotic Tree Eradication and Mitigation is looking for a herbicide applicator crew member. Qualifications include the ability to use GPS units and work outdoors. And Lighthouse Addiction Services is looking for an office manager. A high school diploma or GED is required, and 2 years of office management and 1 year of communication skills are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and we'll read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 74 degrees out, feels like 77. No predicted chance of rain. Your current conditions partly sunny. Shade temperature 72 degrees. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds west-northwest at 7 miles per hour with gust up to 9 miles per hour. Your humidity slightly humid, 55%. Air quality is fair. The dew point 57 degrees. Cloud cover 32%, 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:25 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny, highs in the lower 70s, north winds around 5 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear, lows around 50, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable, and extending all the way to Sunday, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 70s, and Sunday night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers, lows in the lower 50s with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for today, tonight, and the weekend. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Per capita peanut consumption reached record levels for the second straight year. According to the National Peanut Board, USDA and census data show per capita peanut consumption rose to an all-time high of 7.9 pounds in 2021, topping the previous record of 7.6 pounds in 2020. NPB Chairman Andy Bell tells the Georgia Farm Bureau through creative promotions, exports, and new products, things are good in the peanut industry and we keep reaching new highs. A White House fact sheet says the bipartisan infrastructure deal will improve the supply chain. The report says the infrastructure legislation will make fundamental changes that are long overdue for ports, airports, rail, and roads to ensure supply chains are more resilient and efficient from future shocks. The legislation invests $17 billion in port infrastructure and waterways and $25 billion in airports to address a variety of issues. The North American Meat Institute says the Grassley-Fisher bill to improve fairness in the cattle market ignores the analysis of beef and cattle markets by the country's leading ag economists. NAMI President Juliana Potts says in a rush to do something, the bill would replace the free market with government mandates and harm those that it intends to protect, livestock producers. According to one independent analysis using USDA data, since August, prices for producers have been well above the five-year average.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Local and regional growers are getting a major boost to build resilience in the food supply chain. The Southwest Florida Regional Planning Council is one of the recipients of federal grant money to improve the local food supply system. Undersecretary of Agriculture Jenny Moffitt made the announcement, saying this is pretty big.
The most funding for local and regional food system grants ever awarded in a single year by USDA.
Following Hurricane Irma, the Southwest Florida Regional Planning Council and the University of Florida Institute of Food and Ag Sciences worked with small and mid-sized growers in Southwest Florida to identify negative impacts on their production capacity and how to make them more resilient. And that led to an agricultural sustainability study that showed how consumers, producers, and retailers all find value in marketing a local brand for agricultural products. The Southwest Florida brand was created. Organizers say this $250,000 expansion grant just announced will help showcase the SWFL food producers and their products. A marketing campaign will expand markets, increase farmer profitability, and promote the local economy throughout a six-county region. The plans will expand consumers' access to farmers' markets and farm stands, as well as community-supported agriculture and farm-to-school initiatives. That's just one example. Undersecretary Moffitt says there is more than $90 million in investment going to projects around the country.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bob Agnew. Buoyed by solid hiring and pay gains, shoppers are returning to stores and splurging on all types of items this year. National Retail Federation Senior Director Catherine Cullen says two-thirds of holiday shoppers surveyed earlier this month said they plan to shop sometime this weekend.
We're expecting, you know, at least 158 million shoppers. Those are people who are already planning to shop in, as of early November over those 5 days from Cyber Monday.
Shoppers may have a hard time finding some of what they want in stores, a nation still dealing with major problems in the supply chain. U.S. markets were closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. They reopen tomorrow for an abbreviated trading session. Global markets were mostly higher today after the Fed said it would hike interest rates if needed sooner than expected to control inflation. Markets advanced in London, Tokyo, Frankfurt, and Hong Kong. Shanghai declined. With business, I'm Bob Agnew.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. Kevin Durant cracked the league's top 25 all-time scoring list by contributing 21 points in Brooklyn's 123-104 win over Boston.
I watched all of these guys that I'm, like, passing up. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be like them. I wanted to be in the NBA like them and make an impact in the league like them.
Latest player for Durant to pass was Hall of Famer Allen Iverson. Phoenix beat Cleveland 121-115. Devin Booker with 35 points on their 14th straight win.
We're hitting on all cylinders.
LeBron James scored 37 points in his return from suspension, helping Los Angeles beat Indiana 124-116 in overtime. It was Golden State 116, Philadelphia 96, Charlotte 106, Orlando 99, Milwaukee 114, Detroit 93, Utah 110, Oklahoma City 104, Toronto 126, Memphis 113, Houston 118, Chicago 113, New Orleans 127, Washington 102, Atlanta 124, San Antonio 106, Minnesota 113, Miami 101, Sacramento 125, Portland 121. This is SRN Sports. Top 25 action, 6th-ranked Baylor is 5-0 after they defeated Arizona State 75-63. 8th-ranked Texas beat California Baptist 68-44. 9th-ranked Memphis was a 69-61 winner over Virginia Tech, while 12th-ranked Houston took out Oregon 78-49. In the NHL, Florida with the league's best record at 14-2-3. Overtime to Philadelphia 2-1. Eric Ekblad, who scored 239 into OT on their 11th straight home win.
You know the bounces, you know the boards, you feed off the crowd. Everything just goes smoothly at home.
Boston beat Buffalo 5-1. It was Columbus 3-0 over Winnipeg. Pittsburgh 4, Vancouver 1. Washington 6, Montreal 3. Detroit 4, St. Louis 2. Minnesota, shootout winner over New Jersey 3-2. The Rangers beat the Islanders 4-1. Vegas 5, Nashville 2. Colorado 5, Anaheim 2. Seattle 2-1 over Carolina. Toronto 6, Los Angeles 2. Edmonton beat Arizona 5-3. And San Jose doubled up Ottawa 6-3. With us in sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or visit them online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for today, here's a little bit of irony: waiting for the waiter makes you the waiter. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day and a great weekend, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.